This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigns. Flynn threw in the towel following widespread reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia. Flynn, a retired Army general, acknowledged late Monday that he had, in his words, inadvertently briefed Vice President Mike Pence and others with incomplete information. That information regarded phone conversations he had with the Russian ambassador in the weeks before President Trump took office. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said Flynn was asked for his resignation because he had lost the trust of the president.
We got to a point not based on a legal issue, but based on a trust issue, where the level of trust between the president and General Flynn had eroded to the point where he felt he had to make a change.
The president named retired Army General Keith Kellogg as his acting national security advisor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need of members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense. He told reporters in Brussels that countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion last year, but he said only five of the 28 NATO members are meeting their target of allocating 2% of the GDP to defense. U.S. federal judge James Robart says the case challenging President Trump's temporary travel ban from seven countries will move forward. Justice Department Monday asked him to put the case on hold until the Ninth Circuit Court makes a decision on the overall legality of the order. Robart is the judge who ruled earlier this month that people from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and Sudan can enter the country if they have valid visas. This is VOA News. The Senate is expected to vote Tuesday on President Donald Trump's nomination of former wrestling executive Linda McMahon to head the Small Business Administration. On Monday, the Senate confirmed former Wall Street executive Steven Mnuchin to be Treasury Secretary, and he was sworn in at the White House. The New York Times newspaper reports Russia has secretly deployed a ground-launched cruise missile that may be in violation of the 1987 U.S.-Russia Arms Control Treaty. The State Department would not directly comment on the report, but indicated concern over other violations of an arms treaty. The U.S. Office of Government Ethics has released a letter saying the White House should investigate the public endorsement given by presidential adviser Kellyanne Conway to products produced by the president's daughter. Conway made the endorsement after a major retail store announced it was pulling Ivanka Trump's clothing line from its shelves. The endorsement by the high official is seen as a violation of government standards of conduct. The letter suggests Conway might be disciplined. The United States has designated Venezuela's vice president as an international narcotics trafficker under its Kingpin Act. A senior U.S. government official told reporters Monday that Tariq Zaidan El-Aissami Mada controlled planes and drug routes and protected and facilitated other narcotics traffickers operating in the South American country. El-Aissami shrugged off the action, calling it imperialist aggression. He said it only deepens his commitment to the movement started by the late Hugo Chavez. In addition to the narcotics accusations, he is also alleged to have been involved in money laundering. According to South Korean and Malaysian officials, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was killed Monday in Malaysia. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported Kim was killed by two unidentified North Korean female agents. The report says the agents stabbed Kim at Kuala Lumpur International Airport with poison needles. They then hailed a cab and fled the scene. Aidan Foster Carter is an expert on North Korea.
Kim Jong-nam was in exile. He had been a bit of a critic, unwisely indeed, as it turns out, some years ago of his brother Kim Jong-un, and indeed of the whole idea of hereditary succession. But we hadn't heard from him for some time, and I assumed he was lying low and that he wasn't really a threat to anybody.
Kim Jong-nam was once considered an heir apparent to lead North Korea, but fell out of favor with his father Kim Jong-il after a failed attempt to visit the Japan Disneyland. Since then, Kim has lived in virtual exile. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes up at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.